Well, well. Let me adjust. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 251 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I am your host, Patrick Kearns, and I have a lot to get off my chest. I just want to be upfront about this one. It's going to be explicit, so there's going to be swears. So if you don't want anyone to hear the swears, just turn off. Listen to it later. I'm sure, or at least I hope, a lot of you have noticed that I have not podcasted in months. I do truly wish that some of you asked why, not many people. Don't get me wrong. I got a lot of, damn, you slacking, bro. Or, hey, you dead man? Got a lot of those answers. And to answer those questions, no, I'm not slacking. And am I dead? No. But I have felt like death for about 2 weeks, maybe a month. Sweating, hurting, terrible medical conditions is what it is. But when you're a strong person, people just expect you to figure it out. They just go, Pat'll be fine. And you know what? You're right. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to figure it out. But I have not been fine for a few friggin' months. And thank God for Vanessa. Because Vanessa's been there for me and with me through everything. And I love her more than anything in the absolute fucking world. So I'm going to say that. I've been in so much pain, I could not sit in this friggin' chair. I went from 152 days in a row of closing my rings on my Apple Watch to doing nothing. And yet somehow I have not received a lot of messages. Weird. Well, I'll say this. It's not going to be a woe is me episode. It's actually quite the opposite. See, I used this platform in the past in the hopes of making all of us get better. But I think I kind of fucked it up for me because it became more about you than about me. That's done. Let me start with that. This podcast is going to be about me getting back on track. And if you want to follow along, be my guest. That's great. I can root for others, but I'm rooting for me first. I have a lot to say and I have a lot to do in the future and it is bright, but a massive part of my problem has always been helping others. I always give so much of my energy to people, and whether they mean to or they don't, they use me up, and when they've got everything they can get out of me, they recharge, and then they leave. I'm basically just a fucking charger for people. And the worst part is when I watch people leave, and then they start to do better, and they actually believe after enough time that it was them, that they, some magic, like something happened. All right, whatever people got to do to feel better, that's fine, but I'm going to do the same. You see, I'm not looking for a grand gesture from anybody, but I am looking for respect moving forward, and I'm going to get that whether I have to take it or I don't. The energy that you give me, that's what I'm going to give back. There's no more bending to unrealistic expectations. There's no more taming myself to make other people feel more comfortable. There's no more excuses because at the end of the day, it's all on us. Everything in your life, if it sucks, if it's good, if it's bad, it's on you. And I could sit here as any of you could and bitch and make excuses, but like fucks, I have none left. I'm not 250 pounds right now because I fell off. I fell off because I got sick. I got sick because I wasn't strong enough to fight the sickness. And now I'm missing shows, I'm losing money, and I'm losing patience. So for me, I'm gonna up the ante. I love drinking. I love soda. I love video games. I'm 282 pounds right now. And until I hit my mark of 250 pounds, I'm not allowed to do any of it. I need to stop with the it's good enough. Because it's not good enough. You either do it or you don't. You either succeed or you fail. There's no middle ground. And I'm done. I'm done with it. As the coach on Letterkenny would say, it's fucking embarrassing. I'm done drinking alcohol. You're not going to see a Jack and Coke in my hand. I'm done drinking soda until I get what I want. I'm done having fun until I reach my goals. I'm done with excuses. And if you're done with excuses too, then you should follow this podcast. You should follow Big Mouth Small Words because I'm back. I'm so back. I'm going to hit every goal I set from here on out. If you want to be coddled, don't come here. If you want a handout, do not come here. I have no problem helping people, but you got to earn that shit now. The time for talk is done, and the time for action is now. I'm still too sick to work out. I'm legitimately, I swear to you, if I had a video, I am sweating. There's a puddle of me on the ground right now. I don't know when I'm going to get better. I had to cancel all my shows this weekend. All I know is I am going to get better. And I'm going to get to a level that I've never gotten to before. And I'm putting it on record so that everybody can hear me. Because it's going to happen. I'm too sick to work out, but I'm not too sick to make a plan. And I'm making my plan. And I'm doing it very carefully. I'm not waiting for the perfect time. I'm not waiting for the right moment to do something. I'm doing it now. And I suggest that all of you out there do the same. Otherwise, another year is going to fly past you. It's going to fly past me. I'm going to be sitting here wondering why. I'll tell you this. One of my biggest realizations of knowing that I needed to do this change is that I cut back my drinking like crazy. And I cut back my soda intake like crazy. I mean, Vanessa's getting me these things from Whole Foods. It's crazy that it even counts as drinking friggin' soda. It's like friggin' 6 inches tall. It's nothing. But maybe I gotta cut it. See, that's the thing. You go 90% and you're thinking 90% is good. Why can't I have this 10%? I don't know what the reason is, but for some reason, for me, it ain't working. So I can either say screw it and go backwards and just do 50-50. I can continue to do the 90-10 ratio, which is not working, or I can go a fucking 100. I'm going 100%. I'm not going to stop until I get mine, and I'm going to get it. So sorry if this was harsh, but this is what it's going to be moving forward. I'm not stopping until I succeed. I've got a lot to say. I'm going to end this episode now and go die. So, yeah, we'll get it going. I'll probably be nicer in some of the episodes coming up, but, go to @BigMouthSmallWordsPodcast. Check it out. I have been crushing the sports picks with the pod, you know, all the blog and everything. So check that out. I'll talk to y'all next week.